This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
You will receive power, dunamis power. That means dynamite, which means you should be explosive to every person you come across. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, to all the ends of the earth. There. Before we are called to witness, we need to receive the power of God. And that is a free gift that the Lord Jesus wants to release over your life. But he is only able to give you what you are willing to receive from God. Right now, I am standing at the steps of Anna Maria College. We're on day 5 of the School of the Holy Spirit. Father Tom, he's in the audience with Maria, and they are teaching. What are we learning today? The gift of tongues. The gift of praying in the Holy Spirit. The gift that brings us power and revelation upon our lives. 1 Corinthians 14:12 says, "For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries." So when we pray in tongues, we enter into a revelatory realm where we enter into the spiritual realm where God starts to release revelation over our lives. When we know, we begin to know our destiny. We begin to be filled with the power. We begin to know what to pray. Sometimes when we're praying for the sick, when I'm praying for deliverance, when I can feel just being stuck in the spirit, and I don't know the words to pray with my mind, I go deep into the spiritual realm, and I begin to pray in tongues. Mo samarra sanamase, ore namamaso, ro sanamase. And what happened? The Spirit begins to pray the perfect prayers through me. The Spirit in me begins to break strongholds, break the plans of the enemy, and release a blessing of God. Romans 8 says, when we pray in the Spirit helps us in our weakness. When we don't know how to pray, with groanings too deep for words. See, the gift of tongues, it surpasses. It doesn't pray from the mind. We're praying from the Spirit. Because out of your innermost being will flow rivers and rivers of living water. When we pray in the Spirit, it's like a jackhammer in our spirit, in our belly. It begins to bust up everything that keeps us stagnant. It begins to break down trauma. It begins to heal us of lies. It begins to open up the revelatory realm so that we can know the mysteries of God. You can know the plans that God has for your life. See, the plans and the provision that God has for your life, it is already inside of you. If you look at a seed, the plant, the flowers, the fruit, it's already in the seed. It's already there. The plans, the purposes, the provision, it's already within you. But as you plant the seed, you need the light of Christ to let the seed grow. You need the water of the Spirit to make the tree sprout and so it can bear fruit. The plans and the purposes, the destiny that God has you, it's already within you. So you need to bring it out of you. You need to activate the gifts that God has given to you. And the Spirit of God, as we pray in tongues, it begins to activate our life in the power of the Spirit. See, praying in tongues is not a matter of salvation. If you don't pray in tongues, God's not going to love you any more or any less. If you don't pray in tongues, it's okay. You're still going to go to heaven and be saved. But we're talking about being effective upon this earth, being filled with the power, the wisdom of God, being connected to heaven. When you pray in tongues, you're connected to heaven. You're praying the mysteries of the Spirit, and you're releasing the glory of God. I remember when I first came to the Lord and I had been fasting and praying and reading the word in adoration, but I heard this minister say, you pray in tongues for 3 hours a day, you will change the world. And so I couldn't do 3 hours. I could do 15 minutes. And then the next day I did 20 minutes. And the next day I did 25 minutes. It reminded me when I started doing push-ups in the eighth grade. You know, when I started, I could only do 10 push-ups. But then the next day I did 11. And the next day I did 12. And every day I did one more until I was able to set the school record and do 70 push-ups in a row. That is the same thing for tongues. You start with a little bit, and then your spirit man grows and it expands. That the next day you can do a little more, and the next day you can do a little more. It is a muscle. And as you cultivate that muscle, what happens when you pray in tongues is your spirit expands, your capacity expands to contain more and more of God. So I began to pray in tongues for 15 minutes at first. Then I made it to 3 hours. Then I made it to 4 hours. And you know what started happening? I started knowing the destiny God had for me. As I started laying hands upon people, Jesus started doing miracles. I started to be so intertwined with the will of God that God didn't have to speak to me like a father giving me commands. We were fused into one spirit, and I moved with the spirit. Because those who are led by the Spirit are children of God. And the Spirit in me overcame my flesh. Because in this world, we have to overcome the flesh, the world, and the devil, right? The flesh wars with the Spirit. The flesh wants to overeat. It wants to indulge. It wants to be lazy. It doesn't want to pray. St. Paul said, after I preach the word of God, I strike a blow to my body. So I won't be a hypocrite. St. Paul knew that he had to crucify his flesh so he could live in the spirit. As we fast, as we pray, especially in tongues, what happens is our flesh comes down and our spirit man grows because we want our spirit to overcome our flesh. We need to overcome the world because the spirit of the world is controlled by the enemy. And if we have the world's knowledge, we can't have the wisdom of God. But the wisdom of God is a spirit. It is a Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. So it becomes, what is the most effective way for me to be filled with the Holy Spirit so the Holy Spirit can reveal the thoughts of God to me? Let me give you a trick. And overcoming the devil. Let me tell you a little secret. The devil hates tongues. It hates tongues so much. First of all, the devil cannot intercept your prayer. See, when we pray in English, the devil can hear our prayer to God, and he can try to put obstacles in the way. But when the Spirit is praying through you, guess who doesn't know what you're saying? That is the devil and his armies. You're speaking the mysteries directly to God. And then he is relaying back to you. The devil cannot come in between you when you're praying in tongues. So what does the devil try to do? That was only for the apostles. It was not for today. No, you need to speak in other coherent languages or it's not tongues. The devil, you're just babbling like a child. The devil attacks your mind. His people, they'll have the gift of tongues. They'll be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And by the time they sit down after the altar call, the devil has already convinced them they're making it up in their head. The devil does not want you praying in tongues because it makes you sharp, it makes you precise, it makes you like a missile for the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, when I'm in Salem and I'm preaching the gospel and people start witches, Satanists, you know, occultists, they start trying to curse me. In the realm of the spirit, they have power, but they have counterfeit power. They don't have the power of God. Greater is in me who is in the world. So as they're doing their voodoo or whatever they're doing, when I take authority in the realm of the spirit, what do? I begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. I begin to let the spirit pray through me. Masamaro sanamase. Re sanamako. Rosa bakinte va rosa macanto. Father, I see, and then it begins to paralyze them in the spirit. It releases confusion in the enemy's camp. Suddenly, I'm filled with the power of God, and then God will give me words to pray through me, that I know what to pray because the Spirit is praying through me. Father, I thank you that you're releasing angels to surround me. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, you're paralyzing the plans of the enemy. I thank you, Lord, that every word curse bounces off me and it returns to sender. When the witches start cursing me, I just tell them, I'm like, guys, you don't want to do this because anything you release to me, it's going to bounce off me like a rubber band and it's coming back to you 100 miles an hour. Because you cannot curse a Christian who's walking in their purpose, who is filled with grace, who is filled with the power of the Spirit. And I am talking to you that greater is in the world, greater is in you that is in the world, that you received the victory over 2,000 years ago when Jesus not only died, buried, but rose from the dead. When Jesus rose from the dead, he opened the heavens. When Jesus rose from the dead, he defeated the enemy. When Jesus rose from the dead, he established the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. He released it, but it's us up to establish it. See, Jesus didn't come to make good people. He didn't come to make a set of moral rules that we need to be polite and good. Jesus came to establish the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is now. The kingdom of God is for you. It is in you. It is working through you. Jesus says, these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. In my name, they will heal the sick. You know, when is the last time you prayed for the sick? When is the last time you cast out demons? They will raise the dead. See, we are putting God in a box, that we think that being Jesus means going to church, listening to a nice homily, throwing $20 in the box, and that's that. No. See, the Catholic life is a divine life, living in divine union with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not about following a set of rules. It is not about being a good person. Here's a clue. There's no good people in heaven. There's only sinners saved by the blood of Jesus. I am a sinner, saved by grace through faith. Saved by grace through faith. But my salvation is continual, that I need to every day apply the grace of God. When God releases grace upon me, I need to cooperate with that grace. I don't say the sinner's prayer and just do whatever I want to do. See, we are saved by faith through grace. Heaven is not for people who are afraid of hell. Heaven is for people who love Jesus, who are sold out for Jesus. Are you sold out for Jesus? Will you give everything for the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, I know I'm kind of yelling, but the Holy Spirit in me, it wants to release fire. And when you stand under someone's anointing, there's a spiritual exchange where the fire that's in me is being imparted to you. Because Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Last night at the glory meeting, there's a lot of people that want to come and be prayed for deliverance. It's good. We're supposed to cast out demons, but they'll just come right back if you're not walking in truth and faith. The real deliverance is knowing the truth, knowing who you are in, knowing the authority that Jesus gave you, that Jesus, he paid far too great a price for you to not walk in the fullness of what he died and rose from the dead. We want to give glory to Jesus. How do we give glory to the Lord Jesus? By bearing fruit, by being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, so we are on a string with heaven, that heaven is operating through us, that you are the living tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. Before I preach, I don't write out a homily. I learned this from Father. You know what I do? I pray in tongues. And I ask the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, empty me of Anthony so I can be filled with you. So I can be filled with you, Lord Jesus. I don't want to say anything from my heart. I just want to relay the heart of the Father as Jesus was called to do. Jesus, on my own, I am nothing. But through you, I can do all things. So Jesus, come and speak through me. Father, release your power through me. Holy Spirit, release your love. Even begin to baptize every person in the name of Jesus. Begin to heal the sick, Lord. Begin to raise people up in the resurrection power of Christ. That the same Holy Spirit, the same power that was flowing through Jesus, it is flowing through me to you. It is already flowing through your veins today. But how much Holy Spirit is in you? See, praying in tongues makes us sensitive to the person of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, he's a person. He's not a dove. He's not a bird. He's a person. And the same power that Jesus and the Father has, the Holy Spirit has the same exact power. And the Holy Spirit, he wants to speak to you. He wants to speak through you. He wants to give you vision. The Holy Spirit, he's a creative genius. He gives you techniques on how to evangelize. He puts the words and the thoughts of God in your mouth so that if you just have enough faith to open your mouth, the Holy Spirit will begin to speak through you. The Holy Spirit brings life where there is death. He brings abundance where there is lack. He brings love where there is despair. The Holy Spirit is where there is life. And the more the Holy Spirit fills you, the more life you walk in. Because you are called to be the light of the world. When someone encounters you, you are a lighthouse. You are a beacon of light. You are a salt of the earth. You are a representative of heaven. That when someone encounters you, you want them to encounter Jesus through you. When someone encounters you, they want to encounter Jesus through you. And what did Jesus come to do? He came to reveal the heart of the Father. That God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. To be saved, people need to know there's a Savior. To be healed, people need to know there's a healer. To be loved, people need to know there's a lover of their soul. And if it's not you, then who? See, God is so good that he uses broken vessels to communicate the power of God. And if you're listening right now, before the foundation of the world, God had you snap us on so that he could speak through me to you to relay who you are in Christ, to fill you with the power of God, to fill you with the kingdom of God. You know, Father, we pray right now in Jesus' name that you open the heavens over everyone's life, that the Holy Spirit begins to fill your people with the fire of God, that anyone with sickness in the body, I speak to every cell that's in rebellion, every cell that's not healthy, I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus. I command for all sickness to leave your body now. I command for every spirit of infirmity to go in the name of Jesus. See, we have dominion and authority to speak to sickness, to command the devil, to command the weather. Everything is under our feet because the Lord Jesus Christ lives within us. But are we exercising the authority that God has given to us? The Spirit helps us in our weakness. When we don't know how to pray, the Spirit prays through us with groanings too deep for words. Maybe there's a child in your life you don't know how to pray for. Maybe there's a situation, you need a job, you need a breakthrough, and you don't know how to pray. Surrender yourself to the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit begin to pray through you. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to give you a future and a hope. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. For the destiny that I have for you before the foundation of the world, it is already within you, and I am calling you to become active in the things of the Spirit. You know, we don't want to be Christians who are carnally minded, right? We are the rulers of the spiritual realm because Jesus is King. So many people, it's not about being a good person. That comes. It's about ruling and reigning over this earth, ruling and reigning through Jesus Christ over the spiritual realms. That when the plans of the enemy begin to happen in the spirit, we go in the spirit of revelation comes on us and we dismantle those plans because greater is in you than in the world. Father, just pour out the glory. Pour out the fire. Pour out the kingdom. I think the talk's over. We're going into the auditorium. We're going to try to find Father Tom. He's going to release the glory of God upon you. See, it is transferable. Fire is not taught, it is caught. God wants to fill you with the kingdom. God wants to fill you with the glory. All right, I can't find Father right now. I'm just going to pray in tongues till I locate him. Ramakete. So, Lord Jesus, the same power that's at Anna Maria College, the same glory that you're releasing, just fill your people now. Fill them with the kingdom. See, in the spiritual realm, Jesus just needs you. He needs you to come into the fullness of what he's given to you. He's given us all of these weapons to move in the spirit, but we got to utilize the gifts that God has given to us.
Oh,
yeah. I found him. Father's on the altar. He's in his house. Father, you're on the radio. The people want to know what's going on.
The Lord is present. The power of God is here. The risen Jesus is coming today in a couple of minutes at the Eucharist. Yes, God is here. And you know what? He's everywhere. He's you right now. The Lord Jesus is with you right now. Not everyone else but you, but with you and everyone else that's listening. That's the reality. We know that this reality changes people's lives, that the Lord Jesus is with you. The Lord Jesus is for you. The Lord Jesus is in you. The Lord Jesus calls you from one step of faith to another. Oh, it's all about faith. That's what it's all about. I never would have gone on radio 41 years ago if I didn't have faith. And that faith came through the church and through the Bible, the reading of the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Are you opening your Bibles? Are you reading the Scriptures? Oh, you see, we call them the Word of God, but you don't believe it if you don't read it. They are the Word of God. That's what it's about. You start with John's Gospel. You say that I'm still in John's Gospel. 41 years later, I never get enough of John. Never get enough of John's Gospel. It is the power of God in Christ Jesus. And my question before I leave, do you know him? Not about him. Do you know him? Oh,
praying for the sick, Father.
In the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every knee shall be healed. Now, of all arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis and anything else wrong with the knee, be completely healed and restored. You touch these parts as I'm praying. Oh, the heart, the beautiful heart that the Lord Jesus gave you. Open up those valves. Open up those veins. Open up those arteries. In the name of Jesus, by the blood that was shed on Calvary, open them up and fill your people with the Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, we have everything. We have automobiles. We have houses. We have food. We have beans. We have potatoes. We have chocolate cakes. We have meat, big steaks. But we need more than those things. We need the Holy Spirit. And what does Jesus say? How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? I get asking. You don't get it because you're not asking. But the Word of God says, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?
So, Father, we ask you now in the name of Jesus for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that the fire of God begins to fall on your people like the apostles on the day of Pentecost, that healing starts to break out, that revival starts to break out. Here's the secret. Revival needs to happen in you before it can happen in the world.
That's right.
That your life is a reflection of what's in your soul. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That is the plan and purpose of Jesus, for you to have life and life abundantly, for you to release the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, to walk in dunamis power, that you are dynamite. You are explosive to every person you come across. Jesus didn't come to establish rules. He came to establish the kingdom of God on earth and as it is in heaven. And when the kingdom of God comes on earth, everything of the devil needs to leave. Father, heal every sickness. Heal every broken heart. And we invite you tonight, tomorrow, Saturday morning, come and join me and Father at Anna Maria College. Come receive the power of God. Go to daysofglory.org and come be with us in the glory. God bless you.
God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.